Shalom to all. Today's daf is the very first daf of Masechet Sanhedrin, and just like we're starting this Masechet together, we should be zechut to finish it together, and of course, all of Shas together. And this Masechet has been dedicated to Ilu Nishmas Ha'isha Chashuva Maris Miriam Sarah Bas Rabbi Yaakov Moshe. She was an Oyev Shalom V'Rodev Shalom, and our limud of this Masechet, which in large part discusses various disputes being judged by courts, and their effort to bring peace between the Yadin, should bring her neshama tremendous aliyah, and she should be a melech yosher for her family and all of Klal Yisrael. Now, we generally refer to the Sanhedrin, which is the name of the Masechet, as the overall governing body of the Yadin. However, it was much more than that. As we're going to see, the Sanhedrin was basically the supreme court of the nation, which means that there were lower courts as well. As we know, the term for a Jewish court is a bezdin, and the smallest bezdin is 3 dayanim. After this, there's a bezdin of 23 judges called Sanhedrin Ketana. This bezdin can judge capital cases. And finally, we have the Sanhedrin Gedolah, the great Sanhedrin of 71 dayanim, which besides for being the final word on all halachas pertinent to the nation, they also judge the most chamor of cases that might arise, such as a false navi or an entire city that serves avodah zarah, among other things as well. Now we're going to learn what type of cases each bezdin can adjudicate, what relationship Edim, witnesses, have to Edin Torah, and what type of punishments Bezin can mete out. It's important to note that, of course, we always strive to live B'Shalom with each other. However, should an issue arise, a Yid does not go to a secular court, which is called Arkais. Even when we're not self-ruling, which has been the case since the destruction of Beis HaMikdash, Sheyibana B'Meher V'Yameinu, a Yid is commanded to bring all matters of dispute to a religious court of law. The Rambam, Shulchan Aruch, and others use very strong language condemning a Yid who brings his dispute to the non-Jewish courts. In the Pasuk, a judge in Bezin is called Elikim, and there's no other judicial system in the world in where the combination of civil and religious law go hand in hand like a bezdin. One can feel confident that the psak handed down is the fairest and most just because the dayanim are really just following the word of Hashem. So b'schus yidin staying b'shalom and keeping all disputes within the confines of halacha and our own bati dinim, we should be zechut to the coming of Mashiach Tzidkenu, where the shayfet kol ha'aretz will rule supreme. And now beginning the first mishnah, which really is all the mishnayos in the first parak put together. The mishnah tells us dinim amanis b'shloisha. Monetary cases are judged with three judges of three dayanim. Gzeos v'chaval. Cases of theft and bodily damage are judged with three people. Nezek, full damages. Chatzi nezek, half damages that have to be paid. Tashlumi kefel, a double payment that a ganav makes. Tashlumi abrav chamisha, a four or five times payment that a ganav who stole a shor set and then sold it or shechted it, he has to make these payments. All these are b'shloisha, judged with three dayanim. Ha'aynes v'amafat v'amaytzi shemra, b'shloisha, divrei Meir. Rav Meir says, in the case of aynes, when a man violates a woman, or if he's mafate, he seduces her, or he's maytzi shemra, he marries her, and then right afterwards claims that she wasn't a basula, this case is judged by three dayanim. There's going to be some sort of monetary payment made over here. Bachamar and Cham argue and say Mighty Shemra Ba'esim Rishloisha. The Mighty Shemra is judged by 23 Dayanim, Mineshesh by Din and Fashis, because there are Din and Fashis here. Makas Bishloisha, if a person is ever alive, is going to get 39 Malkas, that's judged by 3 Dayanim. Mishum Rabbi Shmuel, Amru name Rabbi Shmuel, they said Ba'esim Rishloisha, it's 23 Dayanim. Ibra Chodesh Bishloisha, extending the month, meaning whether it's going to be a 29 or 30 day month, that's with 3 Dayanim. Ibra Shana Bishloisha, extending the year is done with 3 Dayanim, which means if we're going to add on another Adar, we need 3 Dayanim for that. Divra Meir, that's what Meir says, or Shimon Gamlielimer, he tells us Bishloisha Maschil. They start discussing that with three, the Chamisha Noisim Noisnin. The whole back and forth is done with five Dayanim, the Garmin Besheva, but they conclude it with seven Dayanim. However, from Garmin Gimel, Mubaras, if they conclude it with three, then it is Mubaras, it is extended. Smicha Zakanim, Varifas Egla, Beshloisha, Divre Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon tells us that Smicha Zakanim, this has to do with Zakanim doing Smicha on an animal. Smicha in general is when a carbon is leaned down by the one bringing it. Here the mystery refers to a Pyre Helim Dabershal Tzibur, when the Sanhedrin accidentally paskin incorrectly, and the majority of the nation acted on that, so they have to bring a carbon, and Smicha has to be done by three people. Arifas Egla is when a body is found outside a city. It was clearly murdered. Does a Zakanim in the closest city have to go through a process in which an Egla young calf is chopped down the back of the neck with an axe? So this needs three people. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda says b'chamisha with five. Ha'chalitza v'hami'unin b'shloisha. Chalitza is when we have two brothers, Reuven and Shimon. Reuven dies without children. Shimon has a mitzvah of Yibam to marry Reuven's wife. If he doesn't want to, they do chalitza. That has to be done with three. And Mion is when we have a girl who's under 12. She doesn't have a father, so her mother or brother allowed to marry her off. She's allowed to walk out of that marriage whenever she wants before she becomes 12. That's called Mion. So that's to be done in front of three Dayanim. Natar Avai Meister Sheni She'en Dom Vidun B'Shloisha. These things also need three judges. We know that both with Natar Avai, fourth year fruits, and Meister Sheni, the produce has to be brought up to Yerushalayim and eaten there. If a person is unable to, so then he could redeem it, transfers Kedusha onto money. But over here, we're discussing with the Natar Avai Meister Sheni, we don't know what their value is. For example, the produce rotted, so it doesn't have a standard market value. We have to have three people evaluating it to see how much it costs. Ha Ignatius B'Shloisha. If a person dedicated some of the Beis HaMikdash and now he wants to redeem it, that needs three judges. Ha Rachan Metal. And B'shloisha, if a person makes an erech type vow, which is a nether that he's donating something to the Beis HaMikdash, it's slightly different than hektish, a special type of nether called erech. So if it's with metaltol and movable objects, it needs three dayanim. Rabbi Yehuda Ramuda says, Echem mehem kayin, one of them has to be a kayin. Fagakar is tish of a kayin. If someone was makdish land and now he's redeeming it from the Beis HaMikdash, he needs nine people in a kayin to evaluate it. V'adam kitzbahen. And if a person was made hektish, the Gemara is going to explain what exactly this means because a person can't really be made hektish. It's the same exact thing. We need 10 people. Now this concludes all the things that need three dayanim, and the Gemara is going to go through each and every one of them. why does the Mishnah have to say this and why did it have to say that, so on and so forth. Moving on, the Mishnah tells us Din Nefashis Ba'asim Shloisha, when we judge capital cases, that's 23 judges. Harei Ve'nirva Ba'asim Shloisha, if a man sodomized an animal or an animal sodomized a woman, that's judged with 23 Dayanim. Shnei Amar, because the pasuk says Ve'arakto Si'isha Ve'esa Behema, you shall kill the woman and the animal. Ve'aymer also says Ve'esa Behema Taregu, and you shall kill the animal. So not only is the person judged with 23, but the animal as well needs 23 judges. Shar HaNiskal, a shar that's going to be stoned because it killed somebody, Ba'asim Shloisha, that shar is judged with 23 Dayanim. Shnei Amar, because the pasuk says Hashar Yisakel Ve'gam Ba'al of Yumas, the shar shall be stoned and also the owner shall die. K'misis Bailam K'chmisis Hashar, the same way that an owner, when he would be killed for killing somebody else, he would need 23 judges to judge that case. So too, the shar needs 23 judges. Continuing on, Hazaev a wolf, Vahari and a lion, Vahadaev a bear, Vahanomer a leopard, Vahabardalos and some sort of wild animal, which is often translated as a polecat. It comes from the weasel family, Vanachash and a snake. If any of these animals killed a person, Misasa Meshul Mishloisha, we have to judge them with 23. Whereas Rebbe Lezer says, Kol Kain Lahaygan Zacha, whoever kills them first, he's Zaycha. We should kill them right away. We don't need to bring them to Din Torah. Whereas Rebbe Kiva says, Misasa Meshul Mishloisha, we need 23 judges. And the Gemara can explain how Rebbe Kiva is different than Tanakama. The Mishnah continues, Ain done in Lais a Shevet. We don't judge a Shevet in which the majority of it served by Zara, Vlais Navi Hashaker, not a false Navi, Vlais Kain Gadol, not a Kain Gadol. If he killed somebody, LP Bezin shall Shivim Echad, except with the Bezin of 71. Ve'in Matilim Machamas Harashos, LP Bezin shall Shivim Echad, and we're not allowed to go to a Machama which is Rishos. It's not a Machamas Mitzvah. It's not like conquering Eretz Yisrael and getting the Goyim out. It's some sort of Rishos, maybe expanding the borders of Eretz Yisrael, something similar to that. We need to have the Bezin of 71 giving its approval, and Ein Moisivan al Ir Val Hazaris, LP Bezin shall Shivim Echad. We're not allowed to add on to the city of Yerushalayim or onto the Hazara, except with the approval of the Bezin of 71. Ein Oisin Sanhedrius Lishvatim, LP Bezin shall Shivim Echad. Smaller Sanhedrius, meaning a Sanhedrin Kitana, is not to be established in the various areas of the Shvatim, except by the Bezin of 71. They go to where the Shvatim live, and they establish this Bezin of 23. Also, Ein Oisin Irani Dachas Alpi Bezin Shal Shem Ve'echad. We can't determine that a city is considered Irani Dachas, which means that the majority of the city served by Zara, except based off the Bezin of 71. And once we're on the topic, Ein Oisin Irani Dachas Pesapar, we're not allowed to make a border city in Irani Dachas, even if they served by Zara, V'loi Shalosh, not three either, Avol Oisin Achas Oishtaim, but we can make one or two cities in Irani Dachas, and the Gemara is going to explain all this. The mission continues, Sanhedrin Gedoyla, the great Sanhedrin, Haisel Shem Ve'echad, was of 71 Dayanim, Uktano, a smaller Sanhedrin, Shal Esim Shloisha, that was 23, and the question is, Minay L'Gedoyla, Shi Shal Shem Ve'echad, how do we know the Sanhedrin Gedoyla was 71? Shnemar, because the Pasuk says, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, Esfili Shivim Ish Mizikna Yisrael, gather 70 men from the elders of Yisrael, and Moshe Al-Gabayin, Moshe was on top of them, he presided over these 70 elders, if you will, so we have 71. Whereas Rebbe Yehuda says, Shivim was just 70. Uminay L'Gedoyla, Shi Shal Esim Shloisha, how do we know that a smaller Sanhedrin is 23? Shnemar, because the Pasuk says, V'shaftu Eida, V'tzilu Eida. What do we learn from here? Eida Shefetes V'Eida Matzeles. We have one Eida, which we're going to see in a moment, is 10 people. They're being Shefet, they're judging, meaning they're going towards the negative, thumbs down. And then we have an Eida, 10 people, which is Matzel, they're trying to save. They're going thumbs up. Harekan Esrim, that's a total of 20. And the Mishnah just pauses and explains. U'naila Eida Shiasara, how do we know that the word Eida means 10? Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, in regards to the Meraglim, Ad Masailo Eida Hara Azois, and also Yeshua V'Kalev, this excludes Yeshua and Kalev, because they were good Meraglim. So we see that it's about the 10 remaining Meraglim, the Eida Hara Azois is being said. So the word Eida means 10. We continue, Minayin Lahavi Eid Shloisha, how do we know to bring another 3 to make this Bezin a total of 23? Well, that's because Mimashar Shenemar, from the inference of the Pasuk that tells us, Loi Siya Acher Rabban Rois, that you shouldn't go after the majority to do bad, meaning to paskin against a person. Shemeani, what do I hear from this? She'eya imoim l'toiva, that I could be with the Rabbim for the good. If I'm paskining in favor of the person, so then we should follow the majority. And the majority we're going to see in a moment means just one. The question is, asked the Mishnah, Imkain, Lamanemar, if this is true, then why does the Pasuk say, Achri Rabbim l'hatos? Clearly we will go after the majority, because l'hatos means to tilt and Rabbim is the majority. What's that referring to? The answer is, like how Tiyaschal l'toiva, Tiyaschal l'ra. When you're leaning towards the majority for the good, that's not like following the majority for the bad. Hatiyaschal l'toiva, al piyachad. When we're passing for the good, then we'll follow the majority, even if there's just one extra vote. So if it's 11 versus 10 for the good, we'll paskin like that. Whereas Hatiyaschal l'ra, al pishnayim. If we're going to be going for the no good, we're going to be giving him a thumbs down and paskin against him. So then we have to have a majority of 2. It has to be 12 versus 10. So that brings us to 22 dayanim. Based on top, but in bezin shakol, we can't have an even bezdin because maybe we're going to end up having 11 and 11, and then we'll be at a stalemate. Therefore, ma'asifin aleinoid echad, we add another one. Harekan esrim shloisha. That's a total of 23. And v'kam yevayir v'tei ru'il sanhedrin. How many people have to be in a city, and it's fitting for a small Sanhedrin to be established there? May have Esrim that only needs to be 120 people in the city, whereas in Mechami Amir, he tells us, Masayim Ushloishim, there has to be 230, whereas his number come from, Keneged Sari Asarais, this corresponds to Sari Asarais, leaders of tens, which means that every person on the Sanhedrin Ketana is, so to speak, the leader of 10 people in the city, and since there's 23 people on the Sanhedrin, Sanhedrin Ketana, there has to be 230 people in the city. And the Gemara begins by discussing the first words of the Mishnah, which told us, Dine Mamanus Bishlaisha, Gzeilus Vechavalis Bishlaisha. And the question is, Atu Gzeilus Vechavalis, Lav Dine Mamanus Nenu, aren't Gzeilus and Chavalis Dine Mamanus? It's the same exact thing. Why is the Mishnah splitting them up into seemingly two separate categories, Dine Mamanus and then Gzeilus Vechavalis? So Amar Bavo, he answers, Mahin Ketani. The Mishnah is telling us a Mahin. What are they? Meaning, Mahin Dine Mamanus. What are Dine Mamanus? Gzeilus Vechavalis. Those are Gzeilus and Chavalis. Now it's clearly excluding something, Aval, however, Haidais Valvais, which we'll explain in a moment, Loi, those are not included in Gzeilus and Chavalis, and that's why the Mishnah is set up like this to clearly tell us that we're only speaking about Dine Mamanus, Gzeilus and Chavalis, not Haidais and Avais. Now Gzeilus, as we're going to see in a pasuk soon, is referring to where we have a Shomer Chinam, a watchman who's guarding something for free. The owner asks it back from him, and he claims that it was stolen, and it turns out that he's the one that stole it. That's Gzeilus we're referring to over here, and Chavalis is referring to when a person's body was damaged by somebody else. So those need three, that's what the Mishnah is telling us, and that's excluding Haidais and Alvais. What's Haidais and Alvais? So both of these have to do with loans. Haidais refers to Adim testifying that they heard the borrower admit that he owes money, even though now he denies it, and Alvais just refers to regular cases of loans where Adim testify that they saw the loan. I would further explain, Utsricha, it's necessary to point this out. Ditana Dine Mamanis, if all the Mishnah said was Dine Mamanis, Avamina, I would think that Afil Haidais Valvais, that even Haidais and Alvais is included in this. Tana Gzeilus V'Chavalis, that's when the Mishnah said Gzeilus V'Chavalis to say that we're excluding Haidais and Alvais. And Ditana Gzeilus V'Chavalis, V'Like Tana Dine Mamanis, if the Tana only said Gzeilus V'Chavalis and didn't say the word Dine Mamanis, Avamina, I would think, well, didn't Afil Haidais Valvais, that even Haidais and Alvais are included. And Mahadik Tana Gzeilus V'Chavalis, the only reason why the Mishnah mentioned Gzeilus V'Chavalis is Mishum de Ikar Tlasit Chsivi, Gzeilus V'Chavalis Chsivi, because the main time that we see three Dayanim are necessary is specifically in the Pasuk of Gzeilus V'Chavalis. Gzeilus by Gzeilus, Tchsiv, it says in the Pasuk, V'Nikar Balabais Elohim, and the Balabais shall approach the judge. That's what the word Elohim means over here. It's not Hashem's name, it's referring to the judge. We're going to see later how we learn from me that there has to be three Dayanim, but either which way, the main Psukim are found by Gzeilus, and Chavalis come along with that because Mali Chav Begufai, Mali Chav B'Monai. What's the difference between damaging a person's body or damaging his money, which is basically stealing from him? We would need three Dayanim either which way. Therefore, Tana Mahin Dine Mamanis, the Tana teaches, what are Dine Mamanis? Gzeilus V'Chavalis, only Gzeilus V'Chavalis, Aval Haidais V'Alvais, Loi, but Haidais V'Alvais are not included in that, and that's why the Mishnah is set up in this interesting way, Dine Mamanis, and then Gzeilus V'Chavalis, to emphasize that the Dine Mamanis that we're referring to are only Gzeilus V'Chavalis and not Haidais V'Alvais because they're different. Now the question is, Ulamai, in regards to what are Haidais V'Alvais different than Gzeilus V'Chavalis? If you want to say that we don't need three people to judge a case of a loan of Haidais V'Alvais, that can't be because Vamar Rabavo said, Shnaim Shadonu Dine Mamanis, Ledivra Kol, and Dine and Din. If only two people judge a Dine Mamanis case, according to everyone, that's not a valid Din. Elo must be, what's the difference? Deloi Beinu Mumchen. We don't need Mumchen, we don't need experts. When we say Mumchen over here, it doesn't mean just people that are very smart and they're very learned. It's referring to people who have smicha, that they got this smicha from their Rebbe, you got it from his Rebbe, so on and so forth, all the way until Moshe Rabbeinu. It's not the smicha that we have nowadays. These Dine Mumchen are people who have the Roshus of Bezin to Paskin, and we're saying in the Mishnah is that Gzeilus and Chavalos need Mumchen, but Haidais and Alvais, even though they need three judges, they don't need three Dayan and Mumchen. Now the question is, Mikasavar, what does the Tana of our Mishnah hold? Ikasavar, Erev Parshias Kasav Kan, if he holds that there's an Erev Parshias, a mixture of Parshias, we'll explain this in a moment, Libay Naya Mumchen, so he should require Mumchen for Haidais and Alvais as well. And Mikasavar, Ein Erev Parshias Kasav Kan, if he holds that there's no Erev Parshias, Sun Shalash Alamali, what do we need three for? Let's pause and explain. So as we just mentioned this pasuk before, V'nikar V'alabayas Elohim, in these pasukim about Shoimrim, it also says, Asher Yoimar Ki Huzeh. That's a quote of a pasuk, and in its most basic understanding, it's referring to an aide testifying that the Shoimer was the one who stole the object. Now, there's another din learned from here, which is called Maidim Miktas, partial admission. Only if he admits to part of the claim and denies the rest, is he chayv to make a shvua. And there's machlekes if this din of Maidim Miktas also refers to a case of a halva, a loan, which in, let's say, $100 is demanded by the lender and the borrower claims to only owe 50, does the borrower have to make a shvua of Maidim Miktas? Now, if this pasuk is referring to a halva case, then we have Eruv Parshias, a mixture of topics, because it turns out that in the middle of discussing Shoimrim, the Torah mentions halva. So now explaining the Gemara's question, at the current juncture, the Gemara is explaining the Mishnah's reason for deliberately mentioning Gzeilus and Chavalis separately from Haidais and Alvais is to emphasize that Haidais and Alvais don't need Mumchen. The problem is, if our Tana holds Erev Parshias, then we should need Mumchen, because Haidais and Alvais are learned from Gzeilus. And if the Tana doesn't hold of Erev Parshias, then why would Haidais and Alvais need three Dayanim in the first place if the source for three Dayanim is Gzeilus and Chavalis and Haidais and Alvais have nothing to do with that? The Gemara answer is, Lo Ilan Kosover Erev Parshias Kosov Kan. Really, our Tana holds that there is Erev Parshias, and Ibidin Hudili by Naim Mumchen. Really, in the case of Haidais and Alvais, we should need Mumchen. We should need expert judges. But I deloy being a Mumchen, the only reason why we don't need Mumchen is Mishum Reb Chanina, because Reb Chanina, said, Dvar Taira, Echadin Mamas, Echadin Fashas, Bedrish of Chakira. That really, Midai Raisa, whether we're dealing with Dini Mamanis or Nefashas, we should require Drish and Chakira, which is a rigorous cross examination. examination of the Edim, where they're asked specific and detailed questions about what they witnessed. And where do we get this from? Gimel Amar Aleph on top, Shnemar, because the pasuk says, Mishpat Echad Yelachem, that there should be one Mishpat, one judgment for all of them, and there should be no difference between Dinim Mominus or Nefashas. Umatam, Amru Dinim Mominus, Loibin and Jishim Chakira. So why is it they said that Dinim Mominus do not require Jishim Chakira? It doesn't require this cross examination of the Edim, Kadesh Loitin Odels Bufnei Loivin, so as not to close the door in front of borrowers. If Edim must undergo this Jishim Chakira, they might forget or mix up some information. Bezin is going to apostle them. The Malva won't get his money back, and that's going to prevent people from lending money in the first place. And by the same token, when dealing with Hedayas and Avais, we don't need Momchen either, because his concept, Shloitin Odels Bufnei Loivin. Ask the Gemara El Miatvi, that's really so. To Lo Yishalmu. If they made a mistake, they shouldn't have to pay for this. Later on in the fourth parak, we're going to learn that if a Momche makes a mistake in Psak, he does not have to pay for it, as opposed to a Hedyet, a non Momche, who if he makes a mistake, he does have to pay. But the question here is that if it is really true that in case of Hedayas and Avais, a non Momche is allowed to judge, then he shouldn't have to pay if he makes a mistake, because he's doing so Rishus Rabbanon, and he should have the same Petur as a Momche. And the Gemara answer is if that's the case, Kol Shekein Hatanei Odels Bufnei Loivin, then for sure you're closing the door in front of borrowers, because lenders are going to be afraid that this non Momche Dayan is going to paskin against him, and then he's not even going to be able to bring him to a real Dayan to be able to get his money from the non Momche one, and so the Malva's not going to lend money in the first place. Therefore, we say, even though a non Momche Dayan, a Hedyot, is allowed to paskin in Hoydais and Alvais, he will have to pay if he makes a mistake in judgment. We're going to stop here for the day, but pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss this understanding of our Mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.